And there, Srila Prabhupada called them into his room, and the devotees asked, how can we spread this Krishna consciousness in London? And he answered by saying, I will tell you a story. In my younger days, I saw this Charlie Chaplin movie. Charlie Chaplin was playing a young lover who was going to a ball dance, and after the first round of dancing, there was a pause which the dancers took in order to sit in the park with their partners and talk about many things and sometimes break the regulative principles. So after each round of dancing, they went to made a pause, and then they danced. When I was not yet a devotee, I know this style also. It is a famous format for partying. Then some rascals who were not exactly favorable to Charlie Chaplin put some glue on the bench where he sat down. When he sat down with his, I think Ravindra Swarup Prabhu knows the English, but what is the quote? Where?
Yeah,
it has these tails. Schwalbenschwanz, sagt man in Deutsch. When he went out, when he went up after discussing with his partner, he couldn't get up very nicely, and it went in his Schwalbenschwanz tail coat. As he entered back into the ballroom, everyone saw his coat was slightly damaged, and they looked with consternation. Oh, look at him. Now when Charlie Chaplin, after the next round, inspected why had everyone glanced so much at me, he noticed the damage which had happened to his coat. He was not intimidated. He just took his coat and tore it open to the collar, and danced very enthusiastically with his partner. So that the people thought, well, he's dancing so enthusiastically. There must be many things which he does right. And what he particularly does right is his unusual way of wearing a Schwalbenschwanz coat. So they all went in the next pause into the garderobe and followed him, and also teared their own frack or Schwalbenschwanz up to the collar, because they had seen enthusiasm, and by this magical formula, they felt inspired. They all wanted this. See, everyone becomes inspired by an enthusiastic person. The person may not do everything right. The person may have several mistakes. But if he is enthusiastic, in other words, if he lives, if he has some life, then this will this is a success formula. In the world, there is one department. I do not know exactly what this department's name is. It's a group of critics who decide which artist will become the number one artist, of which artist will receive sponsoring so that his CDs and tapes are played in the radio. And they have found out one criteria. When a young artist performs his art because his parents want him to do, they don't support him. When a young artist performs his art because he wants to earn money, they don't support him. But if they find a young artist who is enthusiastic about his art, they think this person will be able to maintain his success because he has the life of enthusiasm. It's a criterion in the music branch to decide who is, to be supported. Now, as strange as it may sound to you in the beginning, Krishna also supports the enthusiastic devotees. Krishna also supports those who have given their faith a soul of enthusiastic and surrendered endeavor. If you are enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness, then you have a very important driving principle, which is it is really the soul of your shraddha. Utsaha nishchayat dharyat. You all know this shloka, which praises enthusiasm as one of the principles which is favorable for the development of bhakti. Now, I would like to draw your attention now to a philosophical point that there are really two types of enthusiasm. One type you find in the material world very often. It is enthusiasm which is based on rajas or on tamas. Enthusiasm which is based on the rajagun, the mode of passion, is when you are enthusiastic to get a certain goal, for instance. A young man who has married may feel, oh, I feel enthusiastic to give my family, my new family, a house, and he may work being pulled by this rajagun, which is a creative mode of nature. Very often he becomes very his enthusiasm is carried by a strong endeavor, by the hope to meet his wife in private for fulfilling physical exchange and so on. And this is called enthusiasm in the mode of passion. Such enthusiasm is not very useful for spiritual life. The German nature is very passionate, and in our German yatra, we have sometimes used the mode of passion in book distribution. I remember at an early time when Manidhara was not yet giving us his spiritual guidance, some leaders would show us movies of Johann Goebbels, who would jump on tables in some Wirtshaus, Kostilna, how do we say, pub, and who would passionately address them, the people who were just peacefully drinking the beer. He would say, choose the NSDAP and then we will help you to earn a lot of money. We will get rid of all these nonsense politicians, and we will all unify under the Führer. And he had so much passion. If you would have seen Joseph Goebbels in action, as you might have, if you are immature in spiritual life, become also misguided like our young leaders at that time, who thought, yeah, if we can just preach Krishna consciousness like Joseph Goebbels, then we would also have this tremendous success in spreading very quickly our movement. Fortunately, Krishna didn't allow this to happen. But I wanted to just give you an outlook. When we say, let us be enthusiastic in our Krishna consciousness, we should disassociate ourselves from that materially motivated endeavor, which is always short-lived and which will always come into the mode of destruction, the mode of ignorance, the mode of tamagun. The second type of enthusiasm, which is important for to spread a spiritual movement, is not possible to explain when the windows are shut because you are tired. So we will open the windows now. Please rest assured, we are many people, we have a very good heating system, a surprisingly good heating system, and we have eaten good prasadam, so it's a difficult crowd to lecture to. My dear devotees, what you require in order to have that spiritual enthusiasm which will give life to your Krishna consciousness is you will have to have the proper nourishment of this type of enthusiasm so that you can actually spread Krishna consciousness. Without enthusiasm, you will not be able to make it in the on the street. And if you have only, let me say, rajasically built enthusiasm, we must get this, we must get some money, we must, then you will be able to distribute for some time and then sit in the cinema. That is, come from the mode of Rajagun to the Tamagun. Hare Krishna. It's very important that you understand that Krishna conscious enthusiasm needs to be nourished by two things. It says that on the poison tree of this world there are two nectarian fruits. One is Vaishnav Sangha and the other is spiritual literature. The world is a poison tree, but spiritual literature is a nectarian fruit on it, which will nourish your enthusiasm. You all know this famous lecture of Srila Prabhupada where he said, if you don't read my books, there will not be any Haribol, Haribol, Haribol after some years. You won't be able to maintain the beginner's enthusiasm if you don't read the spiritual literature and get your enthusiasm from there. The second type of food for enthusiasm is Vaishnava Sangha, the association of devotees. The association of devotees offers a unique forum to do politics. Oops. Sorry. Does this sound correct? The association of devotees, let me try again, offers a unique forum to quarrel. Does this sound correct? Not entirely. A third attempt. Okay, now we want to be spiritual. The association of devotees offers a unique forum to eat. have we tapped the essence? Let me try a fourth time. The association of devotees offers a unique opportunity to do seva, Vaishnava service. How does this sound from the energy? It sounds a little better, yes. It is exactly this what we have to learn in the association of devotees. Yes, we may eat, and because we are humans, we may sometimes quarrel, unfortunately. We may also make politics. These things are not nice, but we will most probably not be able to avoid them from today to tomorrow. But the real thing which we must concentrate on is to serve each other, to serve each other's spiritual advancement, to serve each other's ability to do service. Yes. So, let me summarize. Enthusiasm is the magical formula for sankirtan and for any type of preaching. Enthusiasm for spreading a spiritual movement cannot be based on raja gun, which always turns into tamagun. It must be based on spiritual principles. Two spiritual principles which immediately will give us spiritual enthusiasm are to read the transcendental literature, or here, like on the festival, to listen to spiritual subjects. See, there's Anakadundubi who makes notes of every word which Manidhara has said and others are saying, because he knows. He distributes many, many books in Italy. He knows I need to hear something, some spiritual points, which then I will apply in my life. That I have noticed in Anakadundubi's life. He always, since I know him, takes it very serious. Now he even writes a note. No need. Wait with your note taking, and when I give the microphone to others. Hear about Krishna. Hear about spiritual subject matters. Nourish your enthusiasm. Don't let it stay hungry. That's very important. And the second, when you meet devotees, don't do all these other things which entangle you. Try to serve them. Give them presents. Listen to them. And when you're on sankirtan, serve them. Like, I know this is, it is embarrassing for Manidhara Prabhu, but he is such a servant of Vaishnavas. This man just wants to serve Vaishnavas. Even though I was not doing book distribution, he even served me, gave me a good warm coat for the winter, typing machine, electronic, this computer, and so on and so forth. That is why that is what we learned. Service from Vaishnavas. That will give you enthusiasm, and then you will be able to also do something. Please become alive with enthusiasm. This is very necessary for the year 2005. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Nrisimhadeva ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.